of human history, preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Who's the king of the mountain of your life? Think about it.
Viewpoint with Chuck Christmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. We urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church and vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Lowell Ponte, who along with his associate has written a book about what's going on. In fact, they're writing a series of 10 books trying to explain what is really taking place today. Hi, Lowell. Thanks very much for being with us tonight.
I understand it is always an honor to be with you, especially on this powerful week in our history, Tuesday marking the 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address.
Well, it's certainly the many, many amazing things have happened in the past, but I want you to tell our listeners about your concern about what's going on today and certainly what must be done if we have any hope of preserving America as we've known it.
Well, the Gettysburg Address, it turns out, was a major watershed in our history. The Republican Party, people tend to forget, in the days of its founding, was a, well, dare we say, progressive party. It was the party of the left. It was the party that wanted to centralize all power in Washington, D.C. Whereas back then, 150 years ago, the Democratic Party was the party of states' rights, individualism, and so on. The party that fought against having a central bank like the Federal Reserve under Andrew Jackson. I just wanted to be able to share with your listeners a short bit of commentary by H.L. Mencken on the Gettysburg Address that I found a revelation when, as a child, I read it for the first time. May I do so?
Please go right ahead.
Okay. The Gettysburg Speech, wrote Mencken, he wrote this in 1922. At the time, he was the most famous writer in America. Once the shortest and the most famous oration in American history, put beside it, other oration seems gaudy and silly. It is eloquence brought to a pellucid and almost gem-like perfection, the highest emotion reduced to a few poetical phrases. Nothing else precisely like it is to be found in the whole range of oratory. Abraham Lincoln himself never even remotely approached it in any of his other statements. It is genuinely stupendous. But, added Mencken, let us not forget that it is poetry, not logic, beauty, not sense. Think of the argument in it. Put into cold words of every day, the doctrine is simply this, that the Union soldiers who died at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, sacrificed their lives to the cause of self-determination, that government of the people, by the people, for the people, should not perish from the earth. It is difficult to imagine, wrote Mencken, anything more untrue. The Union soldiers in that battle actually fought against self-determination. It was the Confederates who fought for the right of their people to govern themselves. What was the practical effect of the Battle of Gettysburg? What else than the destruction of the old sovereignty of the states? That is, of the people of the states. The Confederates went into battle free. They came out with their freedom subject to the supervision and veto of the rest of the country. And for nearly 20 years, that veto was so effective that they enjoyed scarcely more liberty in the political sense than so many convicts in the penitentiary. We can certainly look back at slavery and see it as one of the horrible sins of our country. major failing. But on this 150th anniversary week of the Gettysburg Address, it's worth remembering that Abraham Lincoln imposed the first income tax in America, the first all-paper fiat money in America since our Revolution, and he imposed military conscription. In other words, when Lincoln took over, 1 in 7 Americans was a slave. By the time he was done, we were all slaves.
And I think it's very important that people understand that the war at those time, everybody understood it was not fought about slavery. It was fought about states' rights and centralization of power.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Be back in just a moment. And of course, Lowell is simply saying that so much of what we have been taught about the Civil War just is not true. The Emancipation Proclamation, there were two of them. And the first one only freed the South, the slaves in the South, in other words, in the Confederacy. But in the northern states that had slavery, why they didn't free the slaves there? It was all basically for public relations concern. They hoped that by freeing the slaves in the South, they would rise up against their masters, and many of the slaves didn't. In fact, they fought with their masters to preserve the society that existed. The Civil War was really fought about economics because the people in the North were taking advantage of the people in the South and using the power of the government to increase certainly the expenses of the people living in the South. And certainly, while the people in the North were prospering by using the power of government to exploit the South and benefit the North. And that was what the war was really all about. But I bet you never read that in the textbooks you had in school.
Oh, no. The South was deeply resentful over being expected to pay 80% of all the taxes that the federal government collected. They regarded that as rather unfair. Also, It's said that winning is very important because history winds up being written by the winners. Now, if I were a purist, Dr. Stan, I would say you've just given us a few examples of how history winds up being manipulated. For example, at least twice you referred to that struggle as the Civil War. But in fact, the Civil War was the propaganda term of the North. That is not how others have described it. To this day, if you go into the Southern states, many there will still call it the War of Northern Aggression. The neutral term, if you wish to be technical, is the war between the states. But when you say a civil war, remember what a civil war is. A civil war is fought inside one country. So therefore, merely by using the term civil war, you're saying the Southern states never seceded at all. They were just rebels within a country they had no right to secede from. In other words, you dismiss with a propaganda term all of their right, all of their legitimacy. And yet the Southern state advocates would tell you, even today, that the states created the federal government, not the other way around. That states such as Virginia actually had written into their own constitutions their guaranteed right to secede if they eventually decided the Union was not all that likable. In fact, the first state to threaten to secede in this country were the states of New England that threatened to leave the country during the War of 1812 and a bit thereafter. So secession was assumed to be a legitimate right by the founders of the country. It was only later, when the South was the prosperous part of the land, that the powers in Washington, D.C., and Mr. Lincoln decided that these states would no longer be allowed to secede. They suddenly decided the federal government created by the states was now more powerful than the states themselves. People forget that prior to the war between the states, when people referred to our country, they would say, the United States are, meaning they recognized that the primary level of government in the country was not in Washington, D.C., it was in each state individually, that we were a collection, a kind of confederation of states. In fact, our first government in America was the Articles of Confederation. So when the South called itself the Confederacy, what they were saying is, we wish to go back to the form of government that existed just before the Constitution. This was not an alien or a strange term. This was the term the founders actually originally established before the Constitution here. And so, as you say, there's a lot that young people are not taught, in part because our history is so distorted. But I just thought it would be interesting in this week of the Gettysburg Address to remind people that there is an alternative point of view, and that is that it was Lincoln who set America on this path to an income tax, which even by the time he did so, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels in the Communist Manifesto had described as one of the 10 fundamental ways to destroy capitalism. Well, we got an income tax under Abraham Lincoln, and we got military conscription. And the very essence of military conscription is that the government says it owns you. The government has the power to take your body and throw it onto a battlefield where you may not voluntarily want to go to be killed or kill. And if that's not slavery, what is?
Well, my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there are probably close to a couple of thousand of Northerners who were actually killed in the demonstrations against conscription. They didn't want conscription. And then sometime after the war, why, of course, they repealed the income tax, because the members of Congress realized it was unconstitutional. And, of course, then we didn't get the income tax again until 1913. Go right ahead.
And interestingly, Abraham Lincoln, the Constitution had originally specified that money had to be, or well, actually had to be, period, precious metal, silver or gold, and that paper money was only a kind of promissory note for real money. Well, Abraham Lincoln also introduced a currency called the greenback. A lot of people use the expression greenback as if it meant the same thing as a dollar. But it didn't. It was a special currency that Lincoln initially introduced, what today we would call the kind of money the Federal Reserve prints, unbacked by anything. It had no gold or silver backing, whatever. It was what today we call fiat money or Federal Reserve notes. And That money was then used to pay the soldiers so the government would not have to pay them with real money. Interestingly, Lincoln put into the law that these greenbacks could be used for normal purposes, but you would not be allowed to pay certain taxes in them. Like if you had to pay a tariff, if you had to pay an impost to the government, you were not allowed to pay that in greenbacks. So the government itself was issuing money that the government itself would not accept as money, which I find personally fascinating.
Well, because the whole idea, Lowell, as you know, was they needed a means of financing the war. The South financed the war, certainly without using a fiat system. They actually continued paying their debts in gold and silver. And the North was able, using the phony money, to employ an awful lot of soldiers, to buy an awful lot of weapons with a totally fraudulent money. But it really didn't matter because they won the war, and the people who are victorious are the ones who set the rules. But they did maintain, after that, we still had a gold-backed currency all the way up through, actually, FDR, when FDR came in. All those things began to change in 1913. But this was all part of a long-range plan by people working behind the scenes, most of whom are still unknown today, who had a different agenda, and that was, of course, to create this one-world government and to use the financial and military power of the United States to produce a one-world government, which is the foundation of American foreign and domestic policy today. We go right ahead.
And there is a school of thought that global bankers wanted to do away with slavery, not because it was immoral or evil or denied human liberty, but because it was too expensive. If your work was done by slaves, you then had to provide the slaves food, housing, at least minimal medical care. They represented an investment that if allowed to die, the investment would be lost. And so slavery was actually a very expensive institution relative to what we were in the process of moving to. And that was the European version where, yes, you would pay a worker as little as you could possibly get him to accept, and out of what he was paid, he would have to provide his own food, his own housing, and so on, so that there was no longer a slave owner burdened with the cost of slavery. They were now merely burdened with paying wages.
Well, I think that what most people don't understand is that over 95% of the Southerners did not own slaves. There's only a very, very small number of people who actually owned slaves, and they were primarily on the large plantations.
No, and some of those who did own slaves were blacks. But why confuse things with that? I just point this out because I find it an interesting opportunity to look back at the moment when we first imposed an income tax, which, as you say, was done away with. But the problem is the greenback issue, that became a political movement that endured right up till 1913 when the progressives took over. Because a lot of people, especially farmers in the West and so on, wanted cheap money. They wanted to be able to, say, borrow $500 from a bank and then pay it back in money that was worth less than $500. And that paper money, of course, every time the government printed more, each dollar of a greenback currency you had became worth less. And so it became possible for a farmer to borrow money and then pay it back with debased, devalued dollars. And they liked that. That was advantageous to the borrower rather than the lender. And that's been a major power struggle for the past 150 years in our country. The speculators and so on are advantaged by using inflating, weakening currency, because they can play all kinds of profitable games with it. They're not, after all, the lender. They're the borrower. And it's usually the lender who gets shafted by using degraded money of the kind that we use in the United States today. So that movement, there was, you remember, for example, William Jennings Bryan and his "You Shall Not Crucify America on a Cross of Gold," meaning on a cross of solid money that doesn't devalue and therefore is of no special advantage to the borrower, the way greenbacks or today's fiat money is. It's interesting because if you look at the story of the Wizard of Oz, that was written by a newspaper editor, Frank Baum, in the Dakotas at the time, who was very much involved in this movement for cheaper money, like the free silver movement, which was cheaper than gold as a standard of value. And when we come back, we can tell you how that figures in to the story of Oz.
Well, people really don't understand that the Wizard of Oz was not simply a little story for children. It was purely a parody on what was happening economically in America at that time. And basically, of course, it foretold certainly the fact that we were going to be moving away from a solid currency to where we are today. And that is, we have a currency that has no value. And one of these days, the whole house of cards is coming down. And tragically, an awful lot of people are going to be wiped out. Begin making your preparations, ladies and gentlemen. Understand, we have a totally fraudulent monetary system. And we'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Stan, of course, Lowell was simply talking about this whole idea of the Wizard of Oz, and basically it was a wonderful story about Dorothy and suddenly the wizard and suddenly the Tin Man and all of the various people who accompanied her. But of course, if you go into the background of it, you remember they took the Wizard of Oz. What was Oz? Oz is simply has to do with ounces, and basically in the real original story, certainly Dorothy's slippers were not as diamond slippers or jewel slippers. They were silver slippers. And of course, Dorothy was walking down the gold brick road. And basically, the whole story of the Wizard of Oz was an analogy of what was going on financially at that time. And people really don't understand that there has been this battle, certainly by this small group of people who wanted to have the monetary system so that we could have an elastic currency, so they could create money out of nothing and use it for control, because money is control. And then eventually they established a system where they established an income tax, and then income tax could only be paid by utilizing, at least after 1913, by using, of course, the fraudulent money that they had taken. If you read the Constitution says our money is to be based upon gold and silver. But you see, there are people who don't want that. It's all about power. And eventually, down the road, and this was a long-range planning going back 150 years or more, to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world government, which is certainly being created today. Go right ahead, Lowell.
Well, certainly true. You know, you're mentioning control reminds me of something. This came to me almost as a revelation the other day. And that is, we all know the old saying that gun control is not really about guns. It's about control. And it occurred to me suddenly, Obamacare, likewise, is not really about care. It's about Obama. And this major way of imposing his big government agenda of political ideological control over all of us by giving the power of life and death medical decisions to government bureaucrats, to death panels, to his ideological operatives. Obamacare, in effect, is health care with all the efficiency of the post office, all the compassion of the Internal Revenue Service, the same agency that Mr. Obama has used to politically harass Tea Party groups. Let's pray, for example, that none of us belong to the Tea Party and then need a kidney transplant, because under Obamacare death panels, they might or might not authorize you having such a transplant based on your politics. He's already shown a willingness to give or not give tax exemptions based on your politics. So it's rather chilling to see what's going on. And all of this began to first take shape in Mr. Lincoln's government 150 years ago, and then began to come to culmination in 1913, exactly 100 years ago, under the progressive government that began systematically undermining whatever was left of states' rights or decentralization here in the U.S. After all, the progressives who carried that out were part of a larger European ideological movement that in on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean metastasized into Nazism and communism, into Fabian socialism and other forms of welfare state socialism in Europe. Here, it took the form, as we've discussed before, of the eugenics movement, of deciding who would be sterilized and who would not. Woodrow Wilson was a big advocate of eugenics and of sterilizing the mentally defective, as he deemed them, or criminals. And down to the Obama administration today with his first science czar, John Holdren, we saw Mr. Holdren co-authoring a book that advocated the adding of chemical sterilants to the world's food and water supplies, with government the only a possessor of an antidote. So if you and your wife or husband wanted to have a child, you would have to go to the government, to the bureaucrats, hat in hand, and say, please, could we have enough antidote to have one baby? And on that moment, you had better pray that you were not identified as a member of the Tea Party or a critic of Mr. Obama's. You had better pray that the current progressive ruler was not an Adolf Hitler who would look at you and say, you know, no Jews need apply for the antidote, because we've decided to carry out genocide against all people like you just by not allowing you to have a baby. That's the kind of power that progressives have been grabbing for. And it's truly terrifying.
And, of course, what we never stop and realize is that everybody in America has a number today, and that number is being tracked. But basically, of course, every time you buy anything, there's a record if you use a credit card. Basically, they have the cameras out there, and they can actually track you. In fact, they're even installing microphones that can listen to what you say on the streets. They already have the capacity to listen to all of your telephone conversations, and they are listening to them and recording them. They're, of course, recording all of your emails, all of your faxes. They certainly have the fusion centers where they can correlate all of this material together. They have the drones that can watch you. They know exactly what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And where's the outcry from the American people? Why, it's deafening and it's silence. We're too busy doing other things.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Right back to animal. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest certainly is Lowell Ponte. And Lowell, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners about the endeavor you and your friend have to actually put together 10 books to try to explain to people what's really going on today. And basically, tell our listeners, first of all, how they can get your website, how they can certainly call in, how they can get your books, and why you and Craig are writing these books, what your ultimate goal is, and offering not books for sale, but books that you are giving away to people without charge and even paying for the shipping. Why don't you go into the background of what your goal is, and then, of course, how people can get your material.
Oh, well, you have so inspired us, Dr. Stan, that we're not going to do just 10 books. We've decided to aim for a series of 12 books. This is the fourth book in that series. It came out in October. It's called The Great Withdrawal, How the Progressive 100-Year Debasement of America and the Dollar Ends. It is an optimistic book in the sense that, yes, progressivism may be losing its grip. It may be on the verge of losing power. People no longer really have faith in it anymore. Recent polling shows that 60% of Americans now believe that Mr. Obama is governing without the consent of the governed in America. And that, after all, was the basis for a government's legitimacy in our Declaration of Independence. So the problem is we now see the Obama administration turning away from the Aldous Huxley Brave New World method of just getting people addicted to cheap money and creating a kind of drug hallucination in their mind of an artificial economy based on the government printing $1 trillion a year out of thin air that was unbacked by any productivity just to make us feel we were getting richer, to make the stock market go to 16,000, even though there's no economic reason for the stock market to go to 16,000. Well, the economy is not getting better.
But basically, this is all manipulation. They're manipulating the stock market. They're manipulating the price of commodities. They're manipulating our voting. They're manipulating what we read. Certainly, they're manipulating what we see on television. Everything is being manipulated. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. And I would simply say to people who think that they're going to get rich in the stock market, stop and reevaluate this. I am not a financial advisor, but I will tell you one thing. I've been around for a long time, and whatever goes up is going to come down. And it's only a matter of time before the stock market crashes, because the stocks, almost all of them, are grossly overpriced. Go right ahead.
Or whatever inflates either deflates quickly or pops. And we have a very inflated bubble, as they call it economically, on the stock market right now. Most stocks there cannot justify the prices they're selling at today. But this book shows people how there is an alternative path. Mr. Obama is now turning to the 1984 path of just pure power and intimidation. That is, the IRS attacking people politically, attempts to silence any dissent, beat people down with government regulations, spy on everyone, maintain massive dossiers on us, listen in on our phone calls and radio shows and so on. And there is an alternative path, which is decentralization, which is the internet where everyone has free speech, which is the ability to print three-dimensional objects, including firearms, in your own home with 3D printers that is now emerging and so on. All these things make it harder and harder for government to control us, even as President Obama is trying frantically to impose more and more control and to stifle his critics and opponents. So they're going to fail. They'll fail one way or the other. Either they'll be able to establish a dictatorship, but it will just be a new dark age in which the productive people will flee, leaving only the guinea pigs with their hands out saying, give me bigger government checks. That will be a dark age. Or they're going to collapse, and freedom will have a chance to be restored here. We can go back to the Constitution, to individualism, to small government, to sound honest money on along a biblical standard that the writers of our Constitution established here. Our book goes into all of this and gives you a kind of survival guide to show you how you've been tricked and duped and manipulated and how to fight back against that and protect yourself, your family, your savings. And we'll be happy to give you the book. Now, why do we do that? Because my co-author, Craig Smith, frankly, doesn't need the money. He started out as a self-made man with a $50 investment in a company 30 years ago, and he's now richer than Mitt Romney. And accordingly, all he wants to do is help save the world for our children and grandchildren, to get back to the Constitution. So he is more than happy to give you a copy of this $250 1995 book, The Great Withdrawal. We'll pay the postage. We'll pay for the phone call. Great gift for Christmas or Hanukkah. Just give us a toll-free call, 800-630-1494. That's 800-630-1494. Or as you know, I like to say, it's a little like Columbus. This is a memory device, folks. But it's not 1492. It's 800-630-1494. And as I say, leave here, you know, we don't have operators standing by. We have robots standing by in the form of answering devices. So just leave your name and number. We'll call you back within a day or so. We'll get what address you'd like this sent to. If you want a Kindle version electronically or you want a paper version, you can let us know. And this way we'll be able to contact you when the next 8 books each come out, so you'll know they're there.
And I just got mine today, so I'm really looking forward to reading it.
Boy, that took a long while.
Well, that's all right. I'm not worried about it. The major thing is I've got it, and we're looking forward to it.
Oh, I think you'll find it fascinating.
Well, I'm sure I will. So basically, our guest is Lowell Ponte, and we're talking certainly about what's going on in our society. And you must understand what's going on, not only from a financial point of view, but from a moral point of view and from a political point of view. So you pick up the story, Lowell.
Well, what they have done up until now in the progressive movement is they have relied on various forms of mind control techniques. In fact, just this last summer, the Obama administration opened what amounts to a mind control office in the White House. He used neuroscientists to win his first and second electoral campaign, people who would tell him exactly how to program ideas, words, choices for people, and so on, to manipulate them to the maximum degree possible. And now he's permanently implemented this for political purposes in the White House. It's fascinating to see just how cynically this is all done. But you may think this sounds extreme, but we have this all documented for you in the book. You can look at it for yourself and be horrified. They have also used other modes of control, the most telling of which, of course, is de facto addiction. You know, when you pump vast amounts of money into the society, you're not only getting people hooked who are welfare recipients. And remember, we only have 101 million people with full-time jobs in America. But the lowest, by the way, proportion of the potential workforce that we've had in about 40 years. And about, well, back to the Jimmy Carter era. But we have, all kinds of other forces at work here. We have 108 million who are on means-tested welfare programs of one kind or another. So we now have significantly more people on welfare than we have in tax-paying jobs. I don't really count a small part-time job as a hamburger flipper as much of a tax-paying job. And this is part of the challenge that we have in America. We have fewer and fewer people working. We have more and more takers and fewer makers who are actually supplying the wealth. And this is why in the not-too-distant future, the government, to cover its debts, is going to have no choice but to speed up the printing presses. And as it does so, this is what's called monetizing the debt. The new incoming chairwoman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, has already indicated that they may have to increase the rate of inflation. They have been targeting 2% as an ideal inflation rate. Some economists around the Fed are now talking about raising that to as much as 6%. And they say that inflation is dynamic and is wonderful because it protects us against deflation. Deflation, by the way, means that your dollars become worth more instead of less.
And basically, of course, inflation destroys the value of your savings. Inflation drives prices up down the line. But the major thing is certainly that your retirement dollars is simply effectively destroyed. And there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the value of its currency. They know exactly what they're doing.
And in fact, you know who said that, according to John Maynard Keynes?
Who said that?
Vladimir Lenin.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Said that.
Well, basically, what people really must understand is the fact that they're lying to us. The inflation is much more than 2%. And go to John Williams' website, shadowstats.com. That's shadowstats.com. And he will tell you the real and the inflation rate is somewhere between 7 or 8 to 10%. And certainly, the way they calculate the inflation rate, they take out the price of food. They take out the price of housing. They take out the price of anything going up in value, and they include the things that certainly are not going up in value. And so they come up with a totally fraudulent inflation rate. But if you calculate the inflation the way it used to be calculated, and the way it's calculated in every other country, our real inflation rate is somewhere 6 to 8% at the present time. So they're simply lying to us, and basically when they
and that means, of course, that your dollars are literally evaporating as you hold them. Yet the government and the Fed are practicing what there's a formal financial term, believe it or not, called financial repression. And that means they're deliberately holding the interest rate lower than the rate of inflation, which means you actually lose money by having an account in a savings bank. They're paying you less in interest than you're losing to inflation. And meanwhile, they pay you 0.5% inflation, and then when you get it, the government says, oh, by the way, we're taxing you on that interest, as if you'd actually made a profit. I mean, it's hysterically funny if you were viewing this as a Martian. But unfortunately, people have been told, oh, you should have the old values and save. In our book, The Inflation Deception, 2 years ago, I put up a chart of the differences between the old values and the new values. And the difference is striking. For example, by the old values, Benjamin Franklin said a penny saved is a penny earned. Under the new inflationary values, and remember, inflation is just a synonym for theft. That's what it really means. And yet the government boasts of creating deliberate inflation or deliberate theft. It's hysterically funny. But apart from Ben Franklin, the saying now is a penny saved is a penny lost to inflation. That's all. If you try to save, for example, so that 20 or 30 years from now, you can buy that beach home in Nicaragua or whatever, 20 or 30 years from now, your dollar will have lost so much value that you'll be 10 times farther behind then than you are today buying that beach home. I mean, the logic today is simply borrow as much money as you can, buy things with borrowed money, and then repay with, dare we say, greenbacks, because that's what we're dealing in now, money that is going to lose a tremendous amount of value between now and then, so that anyone who's lending money to people is being cheated.
But, you know, initially, why, of course, starting even in 1971 when Mr. Nixon took us off the gold standard, why is it we did not see this such a large amount of the destruction of the value of our currency? It's only been in recent years, certainly, as certainly the government has begun putting more and more and more money, borrowing more and more money. They're actually having to create $1 trillion worth of fraudulent money every year now simply to pay our bills. Why? Because the government can't tax. If they tax people enough to cover all the expenses, why would destroy the economy? And if they can't tax the money, then where do they get the money? They create it out of nothing, or they simply sell bonds and pretend, of course, that these bonds have value, and they run up an additional debt of $1 trillion a year. They've been doing this for the last 6 years, or last 5 years. It's only going to get worse from here on out.
Sure, and if you think $1 trillion is a small amount, understand the federal government collects $2.77 trillion in actual taxes. It spends about $3.8 trillion every year. So we're spending wildly beyond what we bring in revenue. And that difference is made up in inflation. But the fact that they're printing money, understand, that's actually a tax on you. Because whatever you've saved, see, they love inflation as a mode of taxation. Not only because it's invisible, Dr. Stan, but also it means that nobody can escape it. If you are living your life in their paper money, then they're taxing you. You may think that you're a drug dealer, or, gee, you were able to make money by putting in cabinets for Mrs. McGillicuddy and getting paid in cash, and the government doesn't know you were paid. No, if you're dealing in dollars, they're sucking like a vampire. They're sucking the value out of those dollars. So they're taxing you without you even knowing it. But that's a lot of how the government runs itself these days.
Well, one more time, I'd like to get your telephone number and your website out so people would know how to get in touch with you and get the books that you're offering.
Oh, sure. Our toll-free number to get the book, and this will pay the postage, will pay the phone call cost. It's a toll-free number, 800-630-1494. And, of course, we'll give you the book, 800-630-1494. As I say, Columbus, but not 1492. It's 1-800-630-1494. You just leave your name and a phone number so we can contact you, and we will then be able to send you the book, find out exactly what you want and where you want it sent, and you will find it a mind-boggling experience. I do have to warn people, though, Dr. Stan, If you read this book, you will never be able to view politics or economics quite the same way ever again.
What can we do to preserve America? What can we do to preserve our freedom for generations yet unborn?
Well, we have to break this addiction. I mean, they have literally addicted the population to easy money. We now have more people. We now have 49.2% of households in America, basically half of all households, where somebody in that household gets a government check. And that means the whole household has a vested interest in that government check continuing to come. So we have to wean ourselves off from that. Now, we have to detox. We have to, dare we say, go through withdrawal symptoms of breaking our addiction to that easy money and the illusion, the hallucination of prosperity that comes with it. And that's why one of the reasons we call our book The Great Withdrawal. This is literally a drug withdrawal that we're looking at for a large portion of the population. But it's really the only way back to sanity, because the alternative is, this is an addictive drug. And as you understand, the problem with addictive drugs is you need a constantly increasing dose to have the same effect. This is why the Fed has to keep printing more and more and more.
And ladies and gentlemen, sooner or later, this whole system is going to have to break down, either that or money will lose its value and we'll all be impoverished. You need to get informed. This is an excellent book. We've about two-thirds of the way through it and really enjoying it. And so basically, if you would like to get the book, the book is free, the postage is free, the call is free. I mean, it's one of the best deals you'll ever get in this modern world, I'll tell you. I guess it's been Lowell Ponte. We've had him on before. We're hoping to have him on again. We're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
By more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
is Dr. Stan here. I do hope you enjoyed Lowell Ponte. I think that what he says is very, very true. I want you to simply listen to these programs. We're going to get some of these together into four tape sets, and you can listen to them several times. We suggest you get his books. And basically, you start preparing because this whole economic system is coming down. It's not a matter of when. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when. But you can't continue borrowing $1 trillion a year, and basically it's going to have to be much more than that as time goes by. And we're going to be moving into a major war in the not-too-distant future. It's not a matter of if, but when. These things are all coming on. Look and listen to our programs about what's going on over there in the Middle East. And you're not being told the truth. We're actually, of course, pulling some of our military out of there. But I very much fear that down the line, why we are going to be involved directly or indirectly in this terrible conflict that is coming in the Middle East. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you get our four best tapes or CDs of the month along with our newsletter, or you can just subscribe to the newsletter. Or you can certainly get the books and DVDs and four CD sets and the other things we offer on all sorts of subjects. You can find that by going to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Or calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ask for a free catalog. We'll send it along and list all of the books and other items that we carry. But another thing you can do that will really help is to get your health products to us, because people need additional health products. Unfortunately, the diets that we have today of processed foods is not healthy for us. Most people are short and deficient in magnesium. 80% of the population is deficient in magnesium. You need magnesium for your bowels, for your brain, certainly for your bones, certainly for your heart. And we've actually encountered many people, and basically they were having all sorts of heart irregularities and heart problems, and some of them even having heart failure. They simply got them onto magnesium, and they were miraculously better. Now, certainly, you should be going to a doctor, but if your doctor doesn't have anything sufficient to offer you, or he just uses the regular things, there's nothing harmful about magnesium, and certainly you can get this through us. Or you get it at the other place, but we hope you want to get it through Radio Liberty. It's a very, very good brand of magnesium. We take this on a regular basis ourselves, both my wife and myself. And certainly you need vitamin D. Supplements, vitamin D3. If you need vitamin supplements and minerals, we offer Iodorol. For men, we offer something called prostate support. And most men over 60, 65 need something for the prostate. And basically, this will really has helped an awful lot of people. And then, of course, to boost your immune system, we have something we call immune support. We also have something called Alibiotic, which is a combination of oil of oregano, certainly oil of elderberry, and certainly allicin, garlic. And basically, you need these products. You have to have them on hand in case you start coming down with a bug of some sort. And this is what my wife and I do. We start coming down with a flu bug. Or we take the Allicin, we take the Alibiotic, a couple of them every 4 hours, along with the vitamin D3. And actually now, in almost over 20 years, I've never missed a day behind this microphone because of a flu bug, because we've always been able to control it by taking Alibiotic and vitamin D3. All of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You can see a list of all the products we carry. And not only that, we carry the Miracle 2 soap products and the Berkey products. And if you get them through us, they help to pay for the airtime. Because believe me, internet and shortwave and radio time and satellite time and even telephone time, they're all available. But, of course, expensive. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful. from the mountain.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be views of Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
I'm doing just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you with us, and because Melody sells gold and silver at the Discount Gold and Silver Exchange. And tell us what's going on. They're certainly playing games with gold and silver again, aren't they?
Well, they certainly are. And, you know, they've beaten it down below 1300, and it seems to stabilize here at 1276. And, you know, by all purposes, I mean, it should be extremely higher. Considering everything that is going on, the fundamentals for gold are still very strong, very intact, along with gold and silver. The fundamentals for the stock market reaching all-time highs, along with the S&P, the only fundamentals that they carry truly are the Federal Reserve and what they're pumping into the system just to get some kind of life into this economy. The stimuluses are not working. Well, basically, they're working in order to keep everything from falling apart, but certainly is not any generating any type of good economy for the normal guy out there on the street. So, again, the wealthy continue to get wealthy. They're becoming more powerful, and they cannot have a good stock market. They cannot have all-time highs in the stock market when you have high gold prices. So, again, you know, they're hitting gold. Gold is a reflection of the higher pricing, but the fundamentals don't hold up for the paper market. So, again, it's just more of that illusion that you were talking about. And in the end, reality will win out.
And I would think that today would be an awfully good time to buy gold because the price of gold and silver is down so strongly. And we know very well that this is all manipulated by the international financiers who control the banking system. And they're doing this to make people think that gold and silver really are not valuable. And yet they are the very foundation of our whole monetary system. I can remember when gold was $35 an ounce. And people were saying, why would anybody want to buy gold? You don't make any money on interest on that. And so the gold went almost all the way to $2,000 an ounce. They bounced it back. But it's only a matter of time. It's all contrived. As long as the bankers, certainly the what I call the cabal, the Brotherhood of Darkness, is in control, they'll be able to manipulate it. But I think they're running out, certainly, of alternatives. I think that they're having more and more problems maintaining the economy. And certainly I recently read an article by Richard Haass, H-A-A-S. It was in Time magazine. And basically he's the head of the Trilateral Commission. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission, president of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's talking about how terrible the economy is, and he is very worried about it. And his remark was, I don't think this is going to turn out very well. And that's the one thing I would agree with him on. They recognize the fact that they've overextended themselves and we're in real trouble financially. Do you have this feeling that the elite are really worried about what's going on as well, Melody?
Well, I mean, I think the elite knows what's going on. I mean, they're intelligent enough. They see that, you know, what is happening, that the Federal Reserve is pretty much the money that we're putting in the system is not only, you know, keeping the bottom from falling out here, but also in world markets, the European markets, and even the BRIC nations. A lot of that money is being funneled into these companies just to keep everybody else afloat. Everyone talks about China's GDP dropping. Well, we're the biggest consumers on the planet, so if we're not consuming, then naturally they're GDP is going to be dropping along with everyone else's.
And basically, of course, the economy is contracting here in the United States. Most of what you hear and read is just not true. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. You got a question or comment for Melody? But we're living certainly on the edge of a financial precipice. It's time for people, I think, to begin to prepare themselves for the difficult times that lie ahead. Because if you don't do it now, tomorrow could be too late. Be back in just a moment here.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
This is Dr. Stan, and something out that just today, why they came out that certainly last year, just before the elections in November, why suddenly they falsified, intentionally, purposely, maliciously, falsified the unemployment rate to make Obama look better. They lied, ladies and gentlemen. You can go up on the internet, you find that article there today, and they admit now that they simply lied to the American people to get Obama elected, and they falsified the unemployment rate as of September and October of last year. This is how the game is really played, and until you understand that they lie to us on a regular basis, they know what's going on. They don't want the American people to know what's going on, but more and more people are unemployed, and if you go to shadowstats.com, that's shadowstats.com, John Williams, independent economic site. And he was an independent economist. He's not paid by the government. He's paid by people who want to know what's really going on. He has an unemployment rate that's 22-23%. And that is certainly calculating the unemployment in America. The unemployed the underemployed, the people who have simply given up looking for work because they've been off for so many years. And basically, if you look at those figures and you calculate them the way that they did back in about 1990, why you're well over 22 to 23% unemployment today. And basically, what people don't understand is we have almost half of the people in the United States are getting some sort of a government check. I think the figure is over about 49% of the population now is getting simply either Medicare or Medicaid or Social Security or welfare or housing allowances or simply student allowances or college allowances or all sorts of government programs or dozens and dozens of government programs. Almost half of the American people are suddenly are getting a government stipend. And suddenly only half the people are paying taxes. And the people who are not paying taxes, they're all in favor of increasing the government stipends. But of course, if you tax the people who are making money and working too much, why, they're just going to quit working or they're going to suddenly find means of not paying their taxes. And the whole system will come down. And you should be very concerned, ladies and gentlemen, because I believe we're on the edge of a financial precipice. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or locally here in the mid-coast of California, 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And you go right ahead, Melody.
And you talk about so many people that are getting checks. You'd almost have to say maybe even more than that, because you have $85 billion a month going into the economy that's being pushing up the paper markets, the Dow Jones, the S&P, keeping them from falling apart. And everybody has pension plans. Not everybody, but many people have pension plans and their investments that are tied to the stock market. So in a way, that's even a backdoor. Everybody wants to see the higher markets, because everybody, it's very difficult in this day and age to get ahead. And people are relying on their investments in order to be able to retire, or if they have an emergency or anything like that. They don't save anymore. Everything goes right into the retirement account. And I think that's planned. I think it's an agenda, because when those numbers get to a certain point, guess what? I do believe legislation has been looked at. It's been talked about that people cannot control their money. They don't know how to take care of their money. And I do believe even through the Obamacare that there will be an association, a tie, in order to determine what you're worth on a monthly basis. So people will be fearful. They'll be losing, 50-60% of their money, and they'll pretty much accept anything from a government that comes to them that says, we're here to help.
One of the most interesting figures I read came from one of Michael Snyder's essays, but he was pointing that about 60% of the American people admit today make $40,000 or less. 60% of the American people, their salary is $40,000 or less. Well, basically, you can't live very well on $40,000. You can eke out an existence, but this is 60% of our population. And as inflation goes, of course, those dollars, that's $40,000 will buy less and less. And we do have inflation. They're lying to us about the amount of inflation. And basically, we're actually progressively lowering the living standards. And actually, they will even admit that the living standards go down. Well, every year, they've gone down every year for the last 6 years. Partly because wages are going down, but even more than that, because of the inflation. Even if you have a stable wage, or you're even making a little bit more, if the inflation destroys the purchasing power of your currency, then you're going further and further behind. And the living standards here in the United States are progressively falling, as the living standards throughout the rest of the world are going up. Why is that? Because it's part of a plan. If you doubt that this is part of an organized plan, you need to get the book Memoirs, written by David Rockefeller. On page 405, he makes the comment, some of these people, referring to people like you and I, some of these people think that my family and I are part of a secret cabal that is working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others throughout the world to bring about a more integrated global and political economic structure. And if that's the charge, I am guilty, and I'm proud of it. I'm a proud internationalist. And then he goes on to say, look, you're critical of what we've done. I mean, we've raised the living standards in all throughout the world. We've raised the living standards in China and other countries. What would you have done, referring to people like you and I? Well, I would have tried to get their economies going, but I wouldn't try to raise the living standards throughout the world by lowering the living standards in the United States. And nobody is saying this is happening, not by accident, but by intent. We actually, of course, we are not allowed to move our products into China, basically because the Chinese have all sorts of tariff barriers to keep our products out. And yet we have very few tariff barriers to keep the Chinese products from coming into our country. In fact, most of it, we have a negative balance of payments every year with China. We've done this for the last 10 years. So they can bring our products in, their products into our country. We can't take our products into other countries. China, South Korea, other countries throughout the world. This is not happening by accident. Our leaders know exactly what they're doing. In fact, they even give the people, corporations that move overseas, a special tax break. You stay here in the United States while you'll pay a federal corporate tax of 35%. If you move to China and do your production over there, you pay 2 or 3% Chinese taxes and no taxes here in the United States. But if you bring that money back to the United States to produce industry here and factories here, then they charge you 35% taxes. If you were a major corporation, where would you keep your money? They know exactly what they're doing. The average American doesn't. He's not supposed to. He doesn't understand that the real function of our foreign policy is to build up the economy of the rest of the world and lower the living standards here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Melody, do you think most people understand that what's going on is intentional?
You know, I think they get bits and pieces of it. Whether they think it's intentional or not, I'm not so sure. I think people who listen to alternative radio and news media, you know, of course, they probably get a better understanding of it. But for most folks, from people I talk to, they'll say bits and pieces, and some will sort of, you know, lead to the conclusion that, you know, it's an agenda and a plan. But then there's always that opposite person who sort of takes down that thought, thinking that they're crazy, they're a loony, they're a conspiracist, and you know, it's, you know, goofy talk. So there's always those who can talk down, but I think some get little bits and pieces of what's going on, but few get the big picture. You know, we talk about politics, we talk about right and wrong, and we talk about this being a spiritual battle, and I believe very few understand that it's a spiritual battle, very few at all.
Well, basically, if you want to verify what I just said about David Rockefeller talking about the secret cabal that he is part of, the book, his memoirs, you can get that from Radio Liberty, my ministry, by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And David Rockefeller says he's proud that he belongs to the secret cabal. And of course, his purpose is to raise living standards throughout the world. You must understand this is not accidental, it's intentional. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Melody, if people would like to get in touch with you and get more information about what you have to offer, how can they reach you?
Well, they can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They could visit our website and email us from there. DGScoins.com, DGS for discount gold, silver, coins.com.
And what should people be buying at this time? If you were suddenly, they've said people were to contact you and say, Melody, what should I do? I'm worried. I realize, of course, we have a fiat money system. We realize that sooner or later, this fiat money system, as all fiat money systems, will simply be destroyed. What can I do to protect myself? What would you tell them?
Gold and silver. And it's really human nature. I mean, they hit gold so bad, and it's human nature to, you know, want to, you know, they don't like to buy things when it's low. They prefer things when they're going up, like the stock market now. There have been more private investors in this past year going into the market. They put more money than the hedge funds did, so than the industrial investment. So private investors are coming in, which is telling me this is this last phase. People always come into the last phase, and so the time is limited in the paper investment. Folks got to insure against that, have a balanced portfolio, 80% gold, 20% silver, depending on what's suitable for each person. But the key is to make a decision, make it an informed decision, get as much gold and silver as possible for your dollars, and be diversified within the precious metals.
And ladies and gentlemen, certainly, remember, most people certainly will react emotionally when they manipulate the American people to get them into the stock market. And people are going into the stock market now because they see it going up and they say, boy, I want to get in. While we still can, that's usually the top. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Give us a call. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed food is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Maybe they don't have the high rate of unemployment.
Americans
there,
love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
That because there's an organized effort to transfer America's wealth to other countries, to raise living standards in other countries and lower living standards here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Sydney, I share Melody's concern. It sure looks to me like it's only a matter of time before there's going to be a major war in the Middle East. And if there is a major war in the Middle East, don't think for one minute that we will not sooner or later be involved in it. In fact, if you certainly look back at what happened in 1929, we had this certainly the onset of the Great Depression, and then things got better, something like they've gotten after the recession we had, a depression in 2008. And then suddenly in 1933, why the whole system fell apart. That was about 4 years later. Well, we're about 5 years now from the catastrophe in 2008. And I think we're just on the bridge of another problem. But remember, the way that we got out of the Great Depression in the 1930s was with a war. And I fear that this is exactly what they are planning as far as the Middle East today. I think we're doing everything we can to engineer a war over there. The average American doesn't understand that, but this is the way things really work. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Our guest, Melody Cederstrom. Melody, you go right ahead.
And I guess if they are going to use a war to pull us out of the situation that we're in, I suppose we can get a little more worse than where we are today. So, and I think that's exactly what they're doing. They're not changing anything. Everything that they do has just been a disaster. No one is being helped. People are only getting more hurt, and people should be concerned. I know we always say it's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. It's just a matter of time. And you know, there are some people out there that will give dates. They're always wrong. And then people get, you know, they don't take it as seriously because, you know, again, it's just, oh, you know, it'll happen, you know, next year or a couple years from now, so I don't have to worry about it. And it's very dangerous. It's best just to get prepared, position yourself not only with food, water, and all the other supplies, but also financially. And that's what's important. And there's not a 100% guarantee in anything that we do, but we do the best that we can do with the knowledge that we have. We can make informed decisions on what's best and how we can protect what we have. And that's the whole key. I believe in portfolios as being balanced and keeping your portfolio simple and basic, whether it be whether you're in paper or gold. And I definitely believe folks need to have gold in order to back up their paper investments. And it really is as simple as that. It's not complicated.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is no instance in all history where a paper money system has survived. And unfortunately, this has happened over and over again throughout history. You can go back certainly, certainly to the fraudulent system that the Romans had and certainly the Greeks had. They didn't have paper money. They had fraudulent coins, though. But time and time again, down through the ages, why they've tried systems, monetary systems that weren't based upon gold and silver. They always failed. Our number is 1-888-24 for Liberty, give us a call.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But I just thought I'd take a moment here and read you from an article from the May 13th issue of Time Magazine, May 13th, 2013. The article is written by a man named Richard Haass, H-A-A. SS, and that name may not mean much to you, but he is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, a subversive group that is located at 5068 Street in New York City. It is the front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891. And Richard Haass is also a member of the Trilateral Commission. He was certainly initially in the Obama administration. He is one of the men, a small handful of men, who run the world. And this is what he says, and I got to quote briefly from his article. I have just written a book I never imagined writing. Sandpaper off the nuances and subtleties, and foreign policy region begins at home. That's the title of the book. Argues for less foreign policy of the sort the United States has been conducting for much of the past decade, and greater emphasis on domestic investment and policy reform. For someone like me, a card-carrying member of the American foreign policy establishment for nearly four decades, this borders on heresy. So what got me to this point? Well, it begins with what is going on here at home and what is not. We lurch from crisis to crisis, nearly going over the fiscal cliffs, threatening not to pay our bills out to creditors, cutting much-needed investment in human physical capital, stealing from our children by refusing to rein in spending on retirement and Medicare, and certainly on people abroad who want to stay, the people who come from abroad and want to stay to contribute to our society, and then refusing the opportunity for them to do just that. Our public schools and many of our colleges and universities are not preparing young people for the long-term unemployment for a competitive global world. Our debt trajectory is unsustainable. Unless something meaningful is done, it is not a question of when, but not if, but when this whole situation is going to come apart. Those are his words, basically. The words of Richard Haass, a member of the Trilateral Commission, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, and he's very worried about what's going on. And if he's worried, you should be worried, too, because these are the people who run our country. They're not that many of them, probably a few dozen people really pull the strings and control everything. And he is basically saying that we're about to fall apart economically. It's not a matter of, actually, he says it is when, not if, this whole thing's going to fall apart. And so, basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our telephone number here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And Melody, once again, I'd like you to get your telephone number out. I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and what will happen if they do get in touch with you.
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can visit the website dgscoins.com. They can email us from the website DGS for discount gold, silver, coins, coins.com. And when they contact us, we'll help them make decisions on the product that they want. They'll get great pricing. They'll get great service here at Discount Gold and Silver. We work very hard to build relationships with our clients. I think we work harder than most of my competitors or folks in this business. And I think we're different because we re-educate folks. A lot of the funds come right back into programs like yours and many others in order to educate people so they do have a chance to protect what they have. And it's a long process. A lot of it is not taught and learned overnight. You know, people will call me and they'll say, we've been listening to you for 10 years. Sometimes it takes. And so it's a very difficult. And we always tell the truth. Right now, Silver Eagles, I'm going to use that as an example. We're going to see delays in Silver Eagles beginning shortly. For some reason, the U.S. Mint has been restricting the release of Silver Eagles. They only have two more releases scheduled before they change over from 2013 to 2014, and the scheduled release date for 2014 isn't until January 14th. So I expect to see some shortages coming up. They do this every year. You hear all kinds of reasons why they do it. They're just incompetent. But premiums have already begun to rise. Silver Eagle's wholesale prices have gone up 65 cents in a week. There are no delays in delivery yet, but I do expect to see that as we get closer to the middle of December and perhaps to the end of December until the 2014s are released. So you're going to hear all kinds of stories out there on why. I also know that the U.S. Mint returned 600,000 planchets because they were not up to their quality. So they returned them to the manufacturer to make them. Now, whether they're going to be returned and minted into 2013s or 2014s, that remains to be seen at this point in time. I don't have an answer on that yet. So again, these prices are low. It's a great time to be buying. And I think one day we'll wake up and prices are just going to take off. They've been pushed down. They've been pushed down way too far, but they succeeded. People have lost interest in gold and silver, unless you have a true understanding of why it's here and how it does protect you. People that bought at higher prices, they're out of the market, because they never understood it. They were chasing the gains. And so they sold their gold. Now they went back into paper. Now they're going to chase those gains. And guess what? They're going to lose there too. So this is a time where we prepare and we stay. We hold until it comes a better time to sell our gold and reinvest. Now is not the time to reinvest your gold. You hold it and you acquire as much gold and silver as you can. Everyone is different. Everyone has different budgets and people need to buy what's suitable for them. And that's what we do. We help people understand what's suitable for them. And I'm not a, novelty items are fine. But I don't buy those in order to protect my wealth. There's a lot of stuff that's being pushed. There's a lot of stuff that's being marketed. Sounds like a great idea, but when it comes down to it, one of these days you have to sell it or barter with it. And you certainly want something that will be more recognizable and acceptable by other people. So these are the things that we talk about here at Discount Gold and Silver. We just don't push something so that we make the money. We try to have a reason for everything that we sell. And the pricing for it. I keep competitive by checking my competitors. I'm online, checking my competitors online. And a lot of people, they have so much information on these online selling sites of gold and silver, people get confused. People will call me and they say, well, your price is higher. And I say, well, hold on, I'll go and check. And it's like, no, it's not. You're looking at the wrong price. And so it's very confusing for many people, and I'm sure many people think they're getting a deal when they're not. So give us a call. We'd be more than happy to compare pricing.
Well, Sydney, we've had other people selling gold and silver advertised with Radio Liberty. And actually, I've had to call several of them and tell them that we would not allow them to advertise on Radio Liberty because they weren't taking good care of our patients, of our listeners. And they were simply holding back or suddenly selling things that they shouldn't have been. Well, Melody's been with us, I think, about 9 years. And certainly, I don't hesitate at all to recommend her. Certainly, we've never had any complaints. Complaints at all, legitimate complaints about her. Melody does a good job, as she has for people in the past, and I don't hesitate at all to recommend her to our listeners. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question? And right now we have Mike calling from Scotts Valley in California. Hi, Mike. How are we doing?
I'm doing good tonight. Thanks. Just listening to the broadcast, appreciating it, and I bought with Melody.
The government said, look, we've got to stand behind our banks, or the whole system will come down. I mean, aren't you better to be diversified into a number of different things than all in one thing, which is conventional investments? That is simply a means by which I would approach them. What do you think of that approach?
Yeah,
are you asking Mike?
Either. Well, what do you think of that, Mike? What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's why I invested in 2010. I mean, it's very,
And are you glad that you invested in 2010?
I am, because my conviction, that I get from the Spirit of God is that we're operating on an unjust weight and measure. And there's come a certain point when, the consequence of that has to fall. So, something that's honorable, and the honorable weight and measure is for his people, he wants to use it towards his economy for his provision for them. So I was moved to do that, and I'm glad I did it with this kind of gold and silver. And thank you for being on and for you guys continuing to have these programs.
Well, we'll do it as long as the Lord lets us do it. Thanks very much, Mike. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
That's it. Have a good night.
God bless. Okay, our telephone numbers again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And I do really believe with all my heart we should be diversified. And you should have what you have in a number of different investments. Certainly, there's nothing wrong if you have something invested in property that will suddenly generate an income for you. That's fine. Sometimes right now, some of these things may be overpriced and depends upon where you are. We actually have some medical offices in an area where nobody's using medical offices, and we go suddenly behind on those. Certainly, that was a very, very poor investment. At the time we did it, it was a very good investment. Today, it's a poor investment, but I've never regretted at all investing in gold and silver. And certainly, the other thing is diversify your gold and silver. Do not keep it all in one place. Keep it in a number of different places. Would you agree with that, Melody?
Absolutely. As long as it's physical. I mean, I don't agree with overseas storage. I don't agree with a lot of these pool accounts and certificate accounts and things like that. But I don't agree with that. I believe the only way that you hold your gold is physical. You live with it. There are ways that you can, separate it and put it in just different places close to you. But it certainly should be close to you, so if you ever need it, you have it. And I believe that is, there's been big pushes for a lot of these other products, and I don't agree with them. I'll never agree with them. I think it's just too risky. I don't think the world, if it was, 50 years ago and you wanted to store some gold in Switzerland, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But today I have a problem with it because the world is one. Governments are one. They might act independently, and we might look at them as independently, but, whoever we control a lot now, we've helped a lot of countries out. There's a lot that's, the government wants to know what you have. So if you want privacy, be your own central banker, buy gold and silver, take physical delivery of it, and that's it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're moving into some very, very uncertain times. And basically, whether this is a matter of weeks or months or years, I can't tell you. But I will tell you that when I read Richard Haass in this article I read from Time magazine, it was on the 13th of May 2013, where he basically says that basically, unless something meaningful is done, it's a question of when, not if, a major economic crisis materializes. Let me repeat that. Richard Haass, president of the CFR, suddenly member of the Trilateral Commission, says this: unless something meaningful is done, it is a question of when, not if, a major economic crisis materializes. Are you prepared for it? Well, I guess Melody Cederstrom, I certainly can give you advice, and I don't hesitate at all in recommending Melody. Certainly, I think she does a great job for her clients. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan back here to wrap up tonight's program, and this is the time when I need to remind all of you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can subscribe to our newsletter. William Greek writes the newsletter, and he's doing a great job of it. Or you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best tapes or four best CDs of the month along with the newsletter. Or you can simply get the books and DVDs and the four CD sets on a myriad of different subjects you need to have. And basically, if you haven't read the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, you need to get it. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard our talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, you need to get it. If you haven't heard my talk on Population Control, The Secret Agenda, you need to get it. That's, of course, the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, that will explain to you the monetary system. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will take you into the spiritual forces working behind the scenes. My talk on Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is the master plan for the 21st century. And basically, my talk is Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. And then, of course, there's another talk. It's called Population Control, the Secret Agenda, and there is a secret agenda, and you need to understand the background of both Agenda 21 and Population Control, because they overlap, but they really do have a genocidal policy, which is one reason they're going to take us into a worldwide war that is going to end up killing hundreds of millions of people. And I'm not certainly belittling this. Certainly, I believe this with all my heart, that we're on the verge of some major cataclysmic events. And of course, this is not only true from a historical point of view, it is true from a prophetic point of view. And you must understand that behind everything going on today are powerful, sinister spiritual forces at work, moving America towards catastrophic changes. So if you understand the spiritual component of what's going on, so much of that is going on politically and ideologically begins to make sense. And if you don't understand the spiritual, so much of this doesn't make sense. I mean, basically just a few months ago, Turkey was our ally. Now, Turkey is increasingly becoming our adversary. Just a few months ago, a few weeks ago, Saudi Arabia was suddenly our ally, and now Saudi Arabia is beginning to draw away from the United States. Certainly, we have totally disrupted the governments of Egypt and of Tunisia and Libya. Certainly, even Israel is losing confidence in the United States and may very well independently attack Iran because they do not believe America. America is willing to make all sorts of concessions to Iran. They're willing to lift the sanctions on them so they can sell their oil. They're willing to lift the restrictions so that they can get some $50 billion they have in bank accounts throughout the world and begin to once again monetize and finance their infrastructure. Iran is having real problems because of the economic problems, economic restrictions we placed on Iran, and the Obama administration wants to release all of those and release the sanctions. And basically, the Israelis are saying this is madness. If you do that, Iran is going to go ahead and build a nuclear bomb. And I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I believe Iran already has a nuclear bomb. Of course, nobody's going to tell you that. But there's so much of what's going on today you're not going to get the truth about. But I was told, certainly, back in the mid-1990s, that Iran already had several nuclear bombs. I got this from several sources at the time. And one of them, of course, was the chief investigator, researcher for the Republican Congress. And he told me at that time Iran had the bomb, and I believe they have it. I believe they've developed new bombs. I believe that we're on the verge of a nuclear war. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.